JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and welcome to the program. In today's edition, NHF Staging Work It Out Challenge. We tell you about the 31st staging of the Montpelier Agricultural and Industrial Show to be held in St. James later this month. And be sure to stay with us for our Glimpses of Jamaica feature. Jamaicans are being encouraged to enter the National Health Fund NHF 2014 Work It Out Challenge as a means of reducing their risk of chronic illnesses and maintaining a healthy well-being. The competition, which is made up of teams of 5 individuals, is set to start on April 26 and run until October 11. Entries for the event close on Friday, April 11. There'll be 3 prizes for the top company teams, with members receiving gift certificates valued up to $30,000. The top 3 individuals with the highest reduction in their body mass index will also be rewarded with gift certificates up to $30,000.
The objective is really to highlight and encourage Jamaicans to become more physically active in an effort to reduce the risk of developing chronic and other illnesses.
Chief Executive Officer at the NHF, Everton Anderson. And to tell us about the Montpelier Agricultural and Industrial Show, here's our reporter Brian Miller.
All set for the 31st staging of the Montpelier Agricultural and Industrial Show in Montpelier, St. James on Easter Monday, April 21. President of the St. James Association of Branch Societies, JAS, Glendon Harris, says it will cost approximately $3.7 million to stage the event to be held under the theme, Grow What We Eat and Eat What We Grow. Addressing the recent media launch for Montpelier Agricultural and Industrial Show, Mr. Harris said this year's show will be bigger than previous stagings, as there will be more products on display and for sale.
Normally, we have between 7 to 9 branches displaying. We are now 12 and looking towards 15. We have more schools on board. We have more agencies on board. The Kiddies Village will be improved. The entertainment during the day will be improved.
President of the St. James JAS, Glendon Harris. He says the gates will open at 9 a.m. with the entry fees being $500 for adults and $200 for children, while groups of students along with their teachers will be admitted free. Brian Miller reporting from Montego Bay for Roundabout JA.
One of the outcomes of Vision 2030 is that teachers will be trained to world-class standards. With the full support of parents and families, Jamaica will place emphasis on early childhood development. To find out more, go to vision2030.gov.jm.
A few time now.
Is man run things?
Chuh, the two on wrong a gender equality time now.
Gender equality time?
Yeah, time for equal opportunities whether you are man or woman.
No, that makes sense.
Yeah, gender equality.
Gender equality. Know it.
Believe it.
Live it.
Equal rights and justice for women and men in our society.
And now to our Glimpses of Jamaica segment.
Why you say it's policeman button? I saw the button because they say it looked like the button from the police clothes. So some small cookies, brown in color. When you go into school, you'll get enjoyed because they were small. You pay like probably 1 cent, you buy like for one. And you just put them in your mouth and they melt away very quickly. So, you know, you buy like even 10, so in no time you'll finish eating them because they were very small and soft. If you don't even have to chew them, you just suck them and they'll melt away. My name is Marsha Brown. I'm from Silent Hill, Clarendon.
Remember, you too can share your favorite glimpse of Jamaica by simply emailing your name and contact number to glimpses@jis.gov.jm or call us at 926-359024. And that's it for today's journey Roundabout JA. Join me again on this station or on our website at jis.gov.jm. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Prince Moore, reminding you to walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.